You can admit it. We're all friends here. You know what I'm talking about. Upon awakening from an alcohol-induced suspension of consciousness, the memory of your previous night's date, birthday party, or similar event begins to slowly form in your mind. Then you get the feeling something is amiss. These sheets don't feel like Jersey cotton. Where's my Matthew Fox poster? Who is snoring? Then the realization that you're not in Kansas anymore hits you like a bolt of lightning. Ah, yes. A glance over your shoulder confirms it wasn't a dream. You promptly check yourself for drool and begin the following frantic internal monologue. What time is it? Am I running late? Am I even supposed to be somewhere? I'm so damn groggy. Somehow, you can't seem to spot a clock anywhere. You need to investigate, but you're afraid to move an inch. You lie there for what seems like days, trying to figure out the most appropriate course of action. You finally sneak a peek at his clock as he rolls over, still sound asleep. 5:47 a.m.? Seriously? God, I have to pee so bad, but I don't want to get up. You're still afraid to move a muscle. Should I stay? Should I leave? It's so early. Should I pretend to go back to sleep? Oh, he's stirring. Okay, he's awake. Are we going to make out again? I'm down. And he's asleep again. How the sound of your heart beating out of your chest isn't disturbing his rest is baffling beyond belief. Good Lord, I have to pee. I really should GTFO. Alas, your body is paralyzed with uncertainty. I guess I'll lie here and memorize his DVD collection and practice playing dead until he gets up to go to the bathroom and leave before he comes back. I hope he wakes up soon. You cringe as you think ahead to your next campus encounter if this goes poorly. Talk about awkward city. You almost prefer that he was a perfect stranger so you wouldn't have to worry about that. You wish you were in your own bed, although things can be just as awkward when you're the host. Should I let him sleep? Should I tell him I have to go somewhere? Should I offer to make breakfast? I guess I'll just go downstairs and watch TV until he gets up to avoid confrontation. Only more distressing than this are those occasions when you know you're not out of hell yet and dread the only thing worse than a dose of the awkward morning blues, the walk of shame. That was post number 34, not knowing what to do when you wake up in someone else's bed, from the blog, You Know What I Hate? That's youknowwhatihate.blogspot.com.